Love Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley,
you used to train
for me,
and me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and pray. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Mercy, not for your grace. Where?
Jesus Christ, we're asking you, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse our own darkness, amen, and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural. Open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. And in the name of Jesus, thank heaven what we ask you to give us. And everyone that's on the line today, oh God, and we bring to the altar, oh God, in prayer. Humble you today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 15 right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory on today, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will not be divided. We will not take any kind of substitute. But we are called to the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Clothed in this power and authority of the Holy Spirit that operates in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, just hallelujah. We thank you for it, God. If it had not been for you, Lord God, you've done it all, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, help us today, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from all that is not of you, oh God. Oh, let there be a great deliverance on this line today, oh God. Right there, in the name of Jesus Christ, deliver us from every addiction, oh God. Deliver us from anger, rage, and wrath. Deliver us from bitterness and resentment, oh God. Deliver us from unforgiveness, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from gossip, oh God. Deliver us from having a foul mouth. Deliver us, oh God, from the spirit of destruction. Deliver us, oh God, from oppression and depression. Deliver us, oh God, from paralysis, sleep paralysis. Deliver us, oh God, from high blood pressure, oh God. Diabetes, oh God. Deliver us from arthritis, crippling walk, right? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that we may be delivered on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you, Lord Jesus, came and tenetry that we could decree and declare with all faith that we are free indeed, and we walk, hallelujah, by faith and not by sight. And we retrieve all that God has promised to us. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Open up the channels of our spirit right now, hallelujah. Let there be a great pouring in, O Lord. Let us receive your glory, your Shekinah glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, if there's anything that's blocking us, oh God, anything or any person, let it be removed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that the enemy has sin in our lives to cause us to stumble, let them be uprooted right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 and 12 that the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed that good confession in the presence of our many witnesses. Amen. Father, you are our God and we praise you. We thank you for another day that you have given us, oh God, by your grace and your mercy. Amen. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you. Hallelujah. And no one will stop us or take away. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you have given us, we give you praise and we thank you. Even as we press in and press on today, we would decree and declare with all faith that we will make it. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. There's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us from making it. Amen. Because your grace and because of your mercy just afforded to each of us today, we give you praise, oh God.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Heavenly Father. That you are a good God, man. Hallelujah. And you're merciful, God. And you'll never leave us, oh God. We just want to say thank you. Today we want us to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Give us victory. Hallelujah. And receive all the praise, Heavenly Father. All the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. For the victory that you have given us. Amen. And we receive the victory. How many received the victory on today? Amen. Even right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In your situation. Amen. In your circumstance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Even when you're going through. How many of us received the victory right now? Hallelujah. I want you to understand, family, if you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you already have the victory. You just need to know it, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, they receive us today. We decree to pass strongholds of being destroyed, strong men and women just make them of being cut down and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. That we are delivered from the power of darkness and the darkness light, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we ask and pray right now. Let us touch and heal and deliver and change our lives from the day onward, oh God. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and in warfare to win the battle, oh God. Release the great hopes right now and we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, many of us have come, oh God, prepare for gifts to be healed, oh God. Lord, we ask according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12, oh God, that your healing work is flowing to our lives, oh God. Come in the life of your children right now that we may be healed, that we may receive and healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
But
Father.
Oh, Lord, touch our mouths this morning, oh God. Anoint our mouths, oh God. Anoint our eyes and our ears, oh God. That we would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Anoint our eyes, oh God, that we can see, oh God, all that you place before us, oh God. That we would not be deceived by the works of, hallelujah, the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint our ears, oh God, that we can receive from you divine direction and instruction, oh God. What you would have for us to do and where you would have for us to go, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and what you would have for us to say. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, lead us and guide us, the Holy Spirit of the living God. We just want to say thank you, thank you. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we can enter in this morning and respect each and every one of us, oh God. But even right now, God, hallelujah, we come with all faith on one accord with divine faith this morning. We thank you for your presence. For your word says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the green, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just say thank you. We offer for praise and thanksgiving this morning. Hallelujah. You don't do nothing else. You've already done enough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, it's our prayer this morning that all be saved, oh God, and every family member, friend, and loved one, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. They may receive the gift of salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that they will no longer be deceived, oh God, by the works of God, the plot, plans, and agenda of Satan in his ages. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness and every spiritual ignorance, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, from those in our family, all that we love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let them tell that they have a Damascus road experience, oh God, like your son, hallelujah, Apostle Paul did on the road to Damascus, that when he said, hallelujah, I once could not see, but now that I see, hallelujah, he said, I once was blind, but now I see. Oh, Lord, let it be that for those in our family that are blinded right now by the works of the enemy, oh God. Let them have that road, the Damascus road experience, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. For they would declare to them that I once was blind, but now I see. That they will follow Jesus and not turn back, oh God. It's our prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We bless your name, Father. Lord, we give it all over to you. We give it all over to you. We just surrender all over to God today. Will you give it over to him and ain't gonna help you to hold on to that thing? Will you give your children over to him? Will you give your mother over to him? Will you give your sister, your brother, hallelujah? Will you give that cousin and friend? Will you give it over to God? Will you just take your hands off of it? Hallelujah. Help you pray the prayer. Will you just trust God right now? Amen. You already paid the money, amen. Will you just give it all over to God right now? You've already paid enough. Will you give it all over to God right now? And just walk in it and walk in expectation that what's God doing. If you just give it all over to him right now, I mean, really give it over to him. Take your hand out, put your mind out, put the rest in him. Hallelujah, 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 wow. There's greater. We serve a God of more than enough. Yeah. We serve Almighty God. And this is more for you. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. Father God, we enter in, Lord. We ask that you open up the channels of our spirit. Let there be a great pouring in, God. We pray in Jesus' name. Let us receive divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word this morning, oh God, that we can apply your word to our daily lives, Father, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives.
Yes, yes.
And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Right now, We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank you that we are healed. We thank you, Lord God. No, we can't see it right now. We thank you, Lord, because we believe in you, Lord God. We just want to say thank you. Because we see in our presence. We see in your life that we're able to thank you, Lord. Because we have hope and recognize. We're going to thank you all the days of our life. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yet while you're praying, he's already answering and moving.
Lord,
by Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray for the lost this morning. We pray for the lost of this day. And that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede this morning, Lord, we ask hope. We use our faith. Believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it and their tongue, that it will touch their hearts, oh God, and they will receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we can enter in right now. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
I lift up everyone that's on the line today, oh God, and all that's in their house, oh God, and in their heart and mind, and all that they love, oh God. I lift up your daughter, Bernadette, this morning. Lord, we thank you for her life, her health, strength, oh God, your peace, let it rain. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just fill her with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God, that you restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, God, every tissue, every nerve, oh God, every bone, in the name of Jesus Christ. That you will continue to be her strength, oh God, that you will continue to keep her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up and pray for the Holy Ghost. Help the sin of your daughter, Ruth and May, your daughter, hallelujah, bring together and all that they love and the church about, oh God, right now, God, move life in their life, oh God, amen. Lord, that you will work a miracle in them and for them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will pour down blessings upon their life, that they won't have room enough to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you will continue to be their strength, oh God, their guide, oh God, their protector, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Only you can.
Lord, that it's already been. We bless your holy name. And Lord, we can lift up your daughter Kim, oh God, on today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you increase her in love and peace and patience, oh God. And humbly increase, oh God, oh God, your way, Father God. Increase her in the wisdom and knowledge of your word, oh God, of who you are, God.
Yes.
That she will preach, oh God, you will minister your word to others and they may receive the gift of salvation, oh God. So Lord, bless in Jesus' name, oh God. All over the protection, oh God, and protection to be around the children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, all the brothers, oh God. Lord, help them, oh God. We come praying, oh God, that you will help right here, oh God. Yes, that you will remember her prayers, oh God, for those in her family, and that you will bring them out of trouble, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will bring them out of harm's way, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. And Father God, we lift up your daughter Earlene this day, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your peace reign in and over, oh God, right now. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will bless the storehouse, oh God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Oh, we pray for continued blessing, oh God, from you, oh God, in the life of your daughter Earlene right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that there be a strengthening right now as we pray, oh God. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit, oh God, as you come, oh God, let our mind be renewed, oh God.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Am Hallelujah.
If you receive that for yourself, it's going to be according to your faith and all that's in your home. Amen, amen.
Lord,
we thank God. We just thank God for another opportunity.
Yes.
How good, how great is our God. Amen, how great is our God. We're still here. Amen. Did not get a phone call that one of us went home to be with our Father. Amen, that we're still here. Amen, nobody called us about you. We're still here. We got so much to shout and thank God for. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Trusting God to do it. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Holy
I want
God.
You all to know my phone line is available and open 7 days a week. So if you need prayer, someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, please call me. Amen. I want to put that out there. I'll send you all my number. Please just call me.
Thank
just call in agreement. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So
yes.
Call me. Hallelujah. We'll pray. I will, even if I'm working, I know the great thing about my job is that it's a nonprofit organization in Christian Care Ministries, and we have a button that says if you need prayer, just push prayer, take yourself out of work mode, and go pray.
All right.
That is ready and available through the job that God is blessing us. So, amen. We thank God. Amen. God bless everyone's family. So good to have you all on the line today. I just want to make sure we lift up our Sister Classy, for the sisters, Aunt Classy, for the nieces in, on the line, lifting her up and just praying wherever she is that God continue to bless and keep her and strengthen her even in this hour as we're here together on this line. Amen. Glory to God, our cousin Sean Denise. Thank God to continue to bless her and keep her and be her strength. Amen. We pray for continued blessings upon her and her life, that every need be met, even in this hour as we're praying that God would move mighty in both of them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pray for her this morning and just pray that God will continue to use her great and mighty, bless her. Pray for God's hedge of protection around her and her family, that the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, will overtake her right now as we are praying. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I just want to lift up my Aunt Bridget this morning. It's my prayer that she will seek God more, that God will just change her, that all will see and know. Because sometimes what happens is that anyone want to keep the one that he wants to continue to work in, the one that he know that will bring others to Jesus. You understand? So if I can get that one, we know it's kind of like, you know, the one that's the life of the party. If they find out that person's at the party, everybody gonna show up. So that's how the enemy works. If I can just get that one, he's not worried about you and that one, because look, he wants more than just you. He wants everything that come with you. So I just pray that the one, amen, God wants, God will use, that will bring others in the family, because it will show that God is truly working them. You know, it looked like God. So God saying, hey, we know there's a God. You mean to tell me that Bridget baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit? What? You know, and so that's my prayer for all our family members that are out there, that God would just use them, and people would see, and that they would decide, you know what, I'm going to follow Jesus. I want to be changed. I want what you got. I want that. I don't want the drink. I don't want the smoke. I want Jesus. I want more of him. I want what you're getting. When is prayer? You know, when y'all have church? When is Bible study? I want that. Amen.
Yes.
So I just pray for change.
Amen.
So I just want to listen to Aunt Bridget, whom we love so much and dearly. Just pray that God will bless her and bring her out of that place, that God can use her, not the world. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Avern and Steve, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm doing good, and I'm thankful, and I'm blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Glory.
We love you. Hey, God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Same thing I didn't want to say from the beginning. I won't be on the phone long. I just didn't want to miss out today. I have some things I need to do. So once we get through it, you know, we'll know how everybody is doing. We'll have our scripture reading and breakdown, and then I'll just close us out in prayer. I want to be able to be off here around by 11, so I hope you all understand and bear with me this morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Say good morning, Mother. Say good morning to your family. Say good morning. You're on the prayer line. Say good morning. Let them hear your voice. Say good morning.
They got some money for me.
Say good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
Amen.
Tell them you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Yes, good morning,
Lord.
Family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Yes. We had a few anxiety episodes this week, but we didn't have to go to no hospital. We didn't have to call no ambulance. So we had a good week. To God be the glory. We're just grateful and thankful. All he does.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Cousin Donnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Mama, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
I'm doing good. Yes, we had a good week. And everything is well.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. It's always
love
so good to hear y'all on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
You know.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. God bless you both.
Thank you.
We thank God. I'm excited. I'm trying to hold it. I have a hard time containing it. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I got you. I
My
got
daughter
Jamila
is on the line. Amen. My daughter Jamila is on the line. Jamila Henderson, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am good. I am giving God praise this morning.
Amen.
Me and my kids got stuck. Our car got stuck. And we prayed all the way back to the house, and it didn't break down on me.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Out there, well, it's raining out here, so you don't want to get caught up in
the
flood.
I don't know what happened to the car. It started shaking, and it just stopped on me. I started it back up, and we prayed the whole way down the street.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he will. Amen. Remind me of my kids. Go ahead. What'd you say, Jamel?
I said, I'm just very grateful this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We made it home safe. Grateful. No accident.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Yes.
You talking about praying this morning, praying. I told my kids one time. I said, hey, this car thought we're not going to go, but the car started up. I said, who was in here praying? My youngest daughter said, I was praying. I said, look at God. Because she prayed with faith. This is a faith prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Good to have you back on the line. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. All is well. It's a blessing to be here on the line and hear everyone's voices. Yes, it's raining here in Houston. It's a rainy day, but it's still a beautiful day, and I thank God for it.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. It's always good to hear your voice on the line. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, and I've been good, and just sitting here thinking about the goodness of God. He's brought us through another week. And, you know, it's kind of hard to peace when you think about all that God does for us, which is everything. And I am so grateful. Here we are all on the line again today. I'm over God brought us through another week with his grace and mercy, waking up every morning, closing our right mind, and just everything. To God
my Lord.
Be glory. I'm just so grateful, grateful.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep your cousin Erlene. We thank God for you. And I, when you say that, you know, I was, you know, being in that place of gratitude and just thanking God when you realize all that God created, you know, and to think about you, you know,
thanks.
God cares so much about me. Me, you know, it's me in this little place. So, yeah, just being so grateful every Saturday when everybody calls into the line, I write everybody's name down with a date. And I just thank God that we are back here again. Amen. Not one is lost. Amen. Not one left behind. So we just thank God that we're back in position to receive. And those that could not make it, that we don't forget about them. Amen. And lift them up. Hallelujah. We used to have a prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. for like 40 days. My mom was on there. I think Doretha probably was on there. Maybe Cousin Sharon was on there. And whenever somebody was late getting on, we used to call it the bus. We would call them and say, hey, wake on up. They take it off. So we would forget about them. So we would always make sure we would, somebody would call and make sure they got on that prayer line and that they did not miss. So I just thank God for all of us that's on this morning. Yeah, praise God. Yes, hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Early.
Yes,
we love you and we thank God for you. Definitely been a blessing to the prayer line every time we hear your voice. We thank God for you. Amen. Mama Carolyn, Mama, hallelujah. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good, blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. Love all y'all on the line. I'm doing good. To say something, let y'all know that the baby came home, and I'm good over here.
Amen.
I woke up this morning.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for answering prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. Hallelujah.
Good.
Good to see my mom. I went to go visit my mom yesterday. I had a senior citizen day off, and I didn't get a chance to go into the senior assisted living because the lady waited too long, but they had already given the day off. So I said, I'm coming to visit the senior. Mom said, oh, you're going over there? I said, no, I'm coming to visit you. So I had a senior to go to my mom yesterday. So God, and she always give us something. And she gave me some hand sanitizer, some lip gloss, and some patches, and just all kind of stuff she could find around there. So God bless you.
Praise
God. Keep you, Mama. Love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Sister Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to everyone that's on the phone this morning. And just thank God how far God have brought you from. And I said, happening to my daughter, daughter.
Hallelujah.
I pray for you to keep on doing what God has you to do. To
keep on.
And I'm asking prayer for my sister, Olamo, and my sister, Leah. Because she staying in pain, but she got to put her trust in God. Go back to God. And ask God to heal your body in the name of Jesus. Because you can't do it by yourself.
God,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come touching and agreeing this morning with your daughter, Sharon,
Thank you, Lord.
We ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty, oh God, in the life of Ola Moore and the life of her sister, oh God. Lord, you know all things, for all things are in your hand, oh God. Lord, according to your will, Father God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let healing spring forth, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your peace overtake them right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will strengthen, oh God, with our word, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, as we lift the veil to say, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will help, oh God, to trust in you more, God, to increase our faith, oh God, and work a miracle in, oh God, work a miracle in the life of our children, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that she will come to you this day, oh God, and she may receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that be a great pouring in, oh God, that all will know, oh God, as you get a change, oh God, make her more like you, oh God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask you
for the life of your daughter, Ola Moore, God. Hallelujah. Lord, God, that she was that she was cut off, oh God, by your strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Your joy overthrows, oh God. Your joy, oh God. Unspeakable joy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This is the blood of Jesus Christ on you right now. Mama Sharon, all of your family and all that you love is ashamed about all whom you petition on today. And we depend upon the blood of Jesus Christ covers you all and protects you. Amen. Answers for you. Amen. Redeem, sanctify, make whole, make new. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus'
to God be the glory. Amen, amen, ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep hallelujah. You. We love you. And we thank God for you, Mama Sharon Gordon. Hallelujah, God.
I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I love you too, Mama Sharon. God bless you. God keep you.
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. God bless you. And the peace of the Lord overtake you right now. And we just want to say thank you, Father. As we give it all over to you, Father God, we thank you. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I'm doing great.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm doing great down here. I just sit and think and look around and see how good God has been to me.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just thankful for that I have food on my table. Some people don't have that. I can go in the freezer and pull out stuff. I'm planning my family dinner. My kid's going to be here and some of my friends and cousins and Kim, and I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to have for Thanksgiving, and God be the glory. I am thankful. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Aunt Eliza Jane. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Just having family. We are so blessed to have one another. Amen. And there's so many people that are alone, that are in, you know, these, nursing homes that are alone, that have children that don't come visit. And you have some that had only one child. But we have each other. We have, and I just thank God for family. And I just said the love of this family. Amen. That we operate in love. Amen. The love of Christ. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. It's my prayer this morning. I'm doing good. I thank God for another opportunity. I tell you, I'm just in a place of gratefulness. Amen. Just thanking God and trusting God for a mighty move in the life of my children. It's my prayer that will be open to receiving Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, knowing that the day will come. And I just pray, it's my prayer that we all be ready. Even though they might not be ready right now, I pray when the day come that we all be ready. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I lift up my husband, Pastor Dorn, say, Mary, pray that God will continue to bless him, keep him, and strengthen him. I pray that any of us that's operating with unforgiveness in our hearts, that we will be delivered from that. Amen. Any hard-heartedness, it's my prayer that we be delivered, because the Bible said if we do not forgive, amen, we will not be forgiven. So I pray that none of us operate with unforgiveness and not be fooled by the enemy thinking I can just say I forgive you, but in my actions show that I have not forgiven. Amen. I pray we don't be fooled. Don't be deceived by the don't be deceived by Satan saying all you got to do is say I forgive, but in your heart you have not released it, forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
Today, family, we're going to be coming out of the book of Luke. Amen. Luke chapter 18, if you have your Bibles with you. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 18. I'm going to start with verse 1, and I'm going to drop down to verses 9 through 14. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 18, it says, verse 1 says, Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. When we look at this scripture here,
amen, to be persistent in prayer and not giving up does not mean endless repetition or painful long prayer sessions. But always praying means keeping our requests constantly before God as we live for him day by day and believing he will answer. So when we live by faith, we are not to give up. Amen? God may delay answering, but his delays always have good reasons. As we persist in prayer, we grow in character, we grow in faith, and we grow in hope. Hallelujah, knowing that God will answer, knowing that God will make a way. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether it be yes, no, or wait, or go. Yeah. So trusting God and being persistent, seeking him first. Yeah. Amen. Seeking him in all that we do. Give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. When we drop down to verses 9, in the chapter 18 of the book of Luke, the Bible says, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10 says, two men went up to the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. Verse 12 says, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13 says, and the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 13 says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Thank I just want to talk a little bit about here these few scriptures. I want us to understand this, and I'm looking at verse 11 and 14. See, the Pharisee did not go to the temple to pray to God, but to announce to all within earshot how good he was. The tax collector went recognizing his sin and begging for mercy. Self-righteousness, family, is dangerous. I'm going to say that again. Self-righteousness is dangerous. It leads to pride. It causes a person to despise others and prevents him or her from learning anything from God. The tax collector in these scriptures, the tax collector's prayer should be our prayer because we all need God's mercy every day. Amen? Don't let pride in your achievements cut you off from God. Hallelujah. Don't let pride in your achievements cut you off from God. It is my prayer, God, add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Father God, we thank you for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen and amen. Family, I'm going to get ready to wrap up here. God bless you. God keep you. I'm going to pray a collective prayer over us. I'm just going to decree and declare over our lives and those in our family and all that we love on today as we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. You just enter in with all faith. If you can come aside from any distraction right now, amen. Let us enter in. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We come, oh God, decree and declare in your word, oh God, and standing on your promises are yes and amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind of your children that's on this line and around the world, oh God, as we've come lifting up our family members, oh God, and our loved ones, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just help right now, Father God. Lord, we stand in your word that says, yet while we're still praying and while we're asking, oh God, that you're already moving, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we decree and declare right now with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothing in his power and authority. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are God's children. Amen. That we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. According to 1 Peter 1 and 23. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, Ephesians 1 and 7, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus, that we are new creation
Ephesians, take Jesus according to 2 Corinthians 6 and 19. Amen. We decree and declare Colossians 1 and 13 that we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for us and our family according to Galatians 3 and 13 that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. That we are blessed according to Deuteronomy 28 and 2. We decree and declare in in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Deuteronomy 28:13 that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare 1 Peter 1 and 16, we are holy without blame before him in love, amen. We decree and declare according to Colossians 3 and 12, we are the elect of God. We decree and declare we establish to the end according to Romans 1 and 11. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 2 and 13. We decree and declare according to John 8:31-33 that we are set free and that we are free indeed, amen. That we are strong in the Lord according to Ephesians 6 and 10. We are dead to sin according to Romans 6 and 1, amen. We are born in Christ according to Romans 8:37 in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We are joined there to Christ Jesus according to Romans 8:13. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise according to Ephesians 1 and 13. That we are in Christ by his doing according to 1 Corinthians 1 and 13, amen. That we are accepted in the beloved, amen. According to Ephesians 1 and 6, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're complete in him according to Colossians 1, 2, and 10, amen.
Yes.
That we're crucified with Christ according to Galatians 2 and 30.
Yes.
That we're alive with Christ according to Galatians 2 and 20, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're free from condemnation according to John 5 and 24. That we're reconciled to God according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 18. That we're part of the same nation and Colossians 1 and 12. That we're firmly rooted and built up, established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving according to Colossians 2 and 7. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We are born of God, amen. And the evil one cannot touch us, according to 1 John 5 and 18, that we are his faithful followers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 5 and 1 and Revelation 17 and 14, that we are fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. According to Ephesians 2 and 19, amen. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and promised Jesus Christ himself of being the chief cornerstone, amen. According to Ephesians 2 and 20, we are overtaken with according to Deuteronomy 22, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the crowd that we are his disciples because we have love for others, amen. According to John 13:34-35, we are the light of the world. According to Matthew 5:14, we are the salt of the earth. According to Matthew 5:13, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are partaking of his divine nature. We are called of God. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are made workmanship created in Christ Jesus' good works. The apple of our Father's eye. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53 and 6, we're being changed into his image. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are daughters of God. According to Galatians 3 and 26, we decree and declare that we are the temple of God. His spirit dwells in us. That we're joined to the Lord and we are one with him. We are a member of Christ's body. Lord, we just want to say thank you. That we are reconciled to God. We are a member of reconciliation. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you that we can be the free and the proud thing. That we are daughters of life and manifestation. We are holy sister partaking of heavenly calling. We are one of God's living stones, and we are being brought up as a spiritual house. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people from God's own possession to proclaim the excellences of him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are the enemy to the devil. Amen. We are now a child of God, and we will resemble Christ when he returns. We are not the great I am, but by the grace of God, we are who we are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous. Amen. According to Romans 5 and 1, we are dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin's rule of our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are dead and we no longer live to ourselves but for God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We declare and pray for the second we are established and anointed of our God in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are given to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And the Lord, and I can't see receipt of our inheritance. We are crucified with Christ, and here it comes, it is no longer we who live for Christ. Amen. We are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Amen. We declare the path that we are predestined and determined by God to be a daughter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are sanctified and we are one with the sanctified in Christ Jesus. He is not ashamed of calling his sisters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive the Spirit of God. That we may know the things that are given to us by God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the prayer right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 1 and 7, we have been redeemed, forgiven, and we are a recipient of his lavish grace. Amen. We have been raised up and seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We bless your name. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Father God, if we need your
Lord.
Lives,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you're with us. And that you never leave us, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree the prayer Philippians 3 and 14.
Hallelujah.
We press towards the Lord for the prize of the high calling of God. And that we are overcomers because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Lord, I pray for multiplied blessings and favor upon the life of your daughters that's on the line today. To overflow,
yes,
oh God, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So we thank you for the overflow of blessing. When you bless, oh God, bless us. When you multiply, oh God, multiply us with our love and our protection, oh God, our blessing and favor, oh God. Hallelujah. By knowledge,
hallelujah.
And wisdom, Father. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We give it all over to you.
All to you, Father.
Because we're burdened down and we leave it at your feet, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we leave this mind in peace, the joy, restored, renewed, healed, delivered, set free, blessed, favored of God. And we thank you, Lord, we pray for all that's in our heart. Thank you, Lord, that we are washed and cleansed.
Yes.
We bless your holy name. We pray that all is well with us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the and the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God does dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen, amen.
Come on, let's kick off your knees. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless everyone that's in the room. Amen. I bless all you're giving.
Thank
amen.
You,
giving your time, your substance. God bless it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. This time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so at that time. Amen. Abram, the scene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah,
almighty
Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hey, Bernstein, we love you so much. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless. Go ahead. Cousin Brenda Gale.
To God be the glory. We love you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
All the family
thank
on
you.
The line. God keep us. And we thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him.
Thank
all his. Take care of my mom, Lord God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
amen.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. God bless you. Cousin Brenda Gale, Auntie Ruthie May, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Cousin Bobby,
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead.
God continue to bless everybody that's on the line. God bless you, and thanks for the prayers. And thanks for the prayer line. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank
you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be listening for your voice. So it's coming. I'm here.
On the prayer line.
Amen.
On the prayer line.
Yes.
I love
you,
girl.
I love you.
Amen. We love you too. Amen. God bless you. God keep you both. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if that was, I couldn't really hear it. Muffled. But all I have to say is amen. Glory to God. I'm so grateful. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, daughter. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim. All right. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Praise God, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you, Cousin Earlene. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Cousin Kim, can you hear us now? Okay, maybe she can't hear us. Okay. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. Mama, go ahead.
Amen. Until we meet again.
Amen.
From Houston to Louisiana. Love all of y'all. Amen.
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 God bless you, Mama. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you all on the telephone this morning. I feel like shout, because God is good. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Because God is good. We just thank you this morning. And I thank you for you all. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Angel
Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just had something that I want to say quickly. You spoke of forgiveness.
Yes.
I had a person that we didn't get along that well, and it had been on my heart for a long time, and I just can't hurt people and walk away. So I've been thinking about this. Last night I called her on the phone. I didn't have a phone number. I got a phone call on the phone, and that burden was lifted off of me where we spoke. We was a few know something stupid, and we just laughed and talked, and now I'm going to have her. I love her. I'm going to have her back in my life, and I invited her to come to dinner, and she was so happy. So I just want to say that. You just can't hurt people and walk with me. And
that's right.
Feel about. So I wanted to say that when you say the forgiveness, and my heart was heavy about that, but my spirit is good. I feel good about it because I just can't hurt people and go on. Amen. That just had to say that forgiveness.
Amen.
We thank
so happy
thank God
that,
for you being transparent.
I said bad things. Her and she said bad things to me, so we had to forgive each other. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And nobody
Amen.
Mad
Thank you for sharing. Yes.
Amen.
Nobody mad but the devil. Yes. You know, when we have Christ and Christ is in us, we have to release that. If we truly have Christ, that's how you know if you're truly saved and you receive Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If you're holding on to your bitter and unforgiveness, then you got to ask yourself, do I really have Christ? Because you should be immediately getting back in that place to forgive. I don't care what it takes.
You
can really have Christ, and Christ is in you.
Just walk away. You can't do
it. You don't sit up in your mind, because a lot of times when we have the enemy operating us, the spirit of the devil, then we conjure up ways to hurt one another. We conjure up ways and to despise and to get back. But when you have Christ, you're willing and ready to release that forgiveness, knowing that when you forgive that you are forgiven. Amen, and you have Christ. So let's not fool ourselves thinking that we have them and we're not operating. There's something for you to do. There's actions behind it, because when you receive change, change starts to show up. Amen. You
all
right, you see change.
When
change
you
shows
said
up.
When you said you had to
come again,
didn't want to fool you, but I just had to say that this morning since you spoke on forgiveness. That's what helped others in your prayer. You said that, so it touched me.
Yes.
You know where, when to hit it and where to hit it.
Yes,
thank God.
Amen.
So if anybody on the line today, we're dealing with unforgiveness. I encourage you today to forgive, to reach out, whoever it may be, and if you have that number, and if you don't have that number, to truly forgive in your heart. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being transparent. Yes. Amen. You helped so many of us on the line today. Amen.
Thank
God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I thank you all for being so understanding and releasing the grace to me on today that I have to get off the line. I need to take care of some things. A lot of times I don't get a chance to do anything. And the weekends I only had a time to kind of, you know, do some things. So I'm going to go take care of some stuff. I'm going to be going out to feed the homeless. I got bags I need to fill up and stuff. But it's raining here. May have to hold on to tomorrow, but it's pouring down here. But we'll be going out. Just pray that God, you know, for God's protection. I know He's already prepared the way. So I just thank God for everyone on the line. Amen. Got me all day, every day. Amen. God bless you, family. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. Hallelujah. And be gracious unto you, giving you His peace, that which you have done for us in the past. Heavenly Father, we claim in faith, believing that you will do it again. Amen. We receive a new dawn and a new direction, knowing that you are making a way. There seems to be no way. Your loving kindness shines down on us, and we thank you. Today, you will go before us and lead us down paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the miracle working power.
Thank you, God, for keeping us.
We thank you for this prayer line, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit that is present with us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we will not be denied.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to say thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we believe, that we receive. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless
you. Is Lord. Amen. Let us go. Glory.
Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face.
Let us sing
forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice.
Hear
all past, holy last, ever
glory.
Glory,
let me be in the
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back to you, know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear.
Sing and shout, then I'll